A girl's home uses the system to rescue an 11-year-old girl in Guatemala. It's adoption awareness time in the U.S., and your prayers are needed for a team in transit to Africa. Details are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An 11-year-old victim of sexual abuse has been rescued in Guatemala. Kids Alive International's country director Corby Duke says this girl was the sister of a 10-year-old girl who was rescued in May.
If one girl's being sexually abused, the sister is as well. So we actually want a court order for her to be rescued as well.
Child sexual abuse is rampant in Guatemala. Kids Alive's OASIS program intervenes, but it has to use the system.
We don't have our own rescue team, so we basically have to be the squeaky wheel, the annoying people. So our social worker went and went and went to the authorities, and finally they rescued this girl.
This girl's home program is infused with the gospel.
It's part of our healing process. It's part of our therapy. It's part of our social work. It saturates everything we do. It's regular for the girls to come into a relationship with Christ.
This 11-year-old needs a sponsor. Sponsor her through a link at our website. Next, there's reason to celebrate in Iran. Voice of the Martyrs USA says Iranian Christian Mostafa Bordbar has been released from the notorious Evin prison. He was arrested last December while celebrating Christmas in Tehran. Among the charges, Bordbar's conversion from Islam to Christianity. After being locked up for months in Evin with fellow persecuted believers, an Iranian court cleared him of all charges. Pray for believers who are still in prison. This is Mission Network News. It's that time of year again. It's time to adopt. November is National Adoption Month in the U.S. Greg Eubanks of Buckner International explains why adoption should be important to Christians.
I can't think of a more transformative and redemptive idea than adoption. Adoption is a picture of the gospel. Children who are strangers, who have been forgotten, who have been neglected, who many would consider to be the least of society, suddenly become daughters and sons.
Over 100,000 kids in the U.S. are currently waiting to be adopted.
Every child that I've ever met, no matter how old they are, no matter what their background is, no matter how tough they want to appear on the outside, their deepest longing is for a family to claim them and to have a place to belong, the same way that I would say that God has claimed me and that he has given me a place to belong.
The story continues at our website. Meanwhile, a ministry leader, All-American pitcher, and short-term mission team are on their way to Kenya. Sounds like the start of a bad joke, right? Well, it's actually a great story. Cleveland Indians pitcher Justin Masterson and Moody Radio Cleveland have been raising money for Bright Hope International's work in Kenya. Now they're traveling with Bright Hope to feed and share the gospel with vulnerable kids. Pray the team arrives safely and pray for a time of encouragement and hope. And have you ever felt like the odd one out? Many street kids in India feel that way every Christmas. Donna Glass and John Sparks say the India Partners Christmas catalog provides comfort and hope.
Everybody gets a new set of clothes for Christmas. And so on Christmas Day, the children will all come in their new clothes. So by offering the street children a set of clothes, you engage them in what is seen as part of the Christmas celebration.
When kids get their gift, they also hear the gospel.
There's been some children who have come to this, and it's the first time that somebody has reached out to them, and they have been so moved that they have, at that point in time, given their life to Christ. The other children, they see this opportunity, and then they continue to build on that.
The special Christmas gift is only $6. Go to missionnetworknews.org to make a difference in a child's life and bring them joy this Christmas. Pray the lives of kids receiving the gifts will be touched by Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.